This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, July 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. There's another development in Colorado regarding the legal state of same-sex marriages. Jake Ryan has the story.
The fallout from last week's 10th Circuit Court ruling continues to impact Colorado. The ruling that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional prompted a new lawsuit against Colorado's own similar ban. This is Mari Newman, a law partner with a Denver-based firm, who brought the suit on behalf of six Coloradan couples.
Yesterday, we filed a lawsuit in United States District Court for the District of Colorado seeking equal rights for members of same-sex couples who want to get married in Colorado.
Newman says that a ruling in their favor would toss out the amendment in the Colorado Constitution that explicitly defines marriage as between heterosexual couples. They've also made a motion to expedite the process, so they could be in court in just a few weeks.
Separate is inherently unequal. So this notion that the concept of civil unions sets up a two-class system, people who can get married in Colorado and people who can't get married. And the Constitution just does not allow for a tiered system where some people are real citizens and some people are second-class citizens who don't get all the rights as everybody else.
Similar cases are being fought and appealed across the country. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
U.S. Senator Mark Udall was campaigning in Montrose at a voter meet-and-greet Tuesday. KVNF's Laura Pomisano was there and asked him about how Obama's climate change action plan will affect Colorado, how the Clean Power Act will affect the state's coal industry, ballot measures over fracking, and what he's doing to help Colorado communities deal with natural disasters.
How will Obama's climate change action plan impact Colorado?
Colorado? The president's climate action plan creates enormous opportunity for Colorado. We're a best-of-the-above energy state. We have renewables. We have clean-burning natural gas. We have an energy efficiency focus like no other state. We have also some very clean coal in our state. So we're poised to create jobs, do our part for national security, and protect the environment right here in Colorado. I've embraced the president's plan. It's the right thing to do. Climate change is happening. It threatens our economy. It threatens our very way of life. But if we go to work now and turn these new technologies that we'll develop into jobs, it'll be a plus for the state and for the country.
How will the Clean Power Act affect the state's coal industry? In Paonia area, we have three coal mines.
The key to all of this is to put the R&D money in place to research ways in which we use coal, but we reduce the emissions significantly. Carbon emissions are changing our climate, not just in Colorado, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Coal is abundant, but in order to continue using it and keep faith with our children, we need to reduce the emissions that come off that coal. And I'm one who believes we can find the technology to capture that carbon and then sequester it in underground caverns and in other ways.
Let's go back to the Clean Power Act. What is your opinion on that and how it could change the coal industry?
The Clean Power Act provides state-by-state flexibility. And Colorado is already leading the way in reducing our carbon emissions. So the Clean Power Act is going to be implemented here in Colorado in ways that will, I believe, enhance job creation, protect our environment. And also, as a member of the Armed Services Committee, I'm always looking for ways to be more energy independent. So there's a lot of opportunity in the Clean Power Act for all of our energy sources here in Colorado.
Let's stay on the topic of energy and move on to hydraulic fracturing.
Mm-hmm.
What would it mean if ballot measures pass in the state that give cities and towns more power to say, we don't want fracturing in our backyard?
Yeah, there has to be a balance here. There are places where we use hydraulic fracturing to produce clean-burning natural gas. There are other places we shouldn't hydraulically fracture because there are higher values that we think are important. By that I mean there are wildlife refuges, there are city parks, there are some neighborhoods, there are areas where we probably don't want a hydraulic fracture. But I think as Coloradans we can come together, as we have in many other occasions, and find common ground. I do worry that ballot initiatives, because of the single subject rule, are clumsy tools to deal with a very complicated public policy debate.
What is your stance on hydraulic fracturing?
My stance on hydraulic fracturing is that it can be done safely. It must be done safely. one well contaminated or one person made sick is one too many. The industry has done a lot up to this point, but it could do even more. We can real-time test air quality. We can baseline test water quality. We can be thoughtful about when and where we hydraulically fracture. And this state, again, can lead the country in finding that right balance.
Wildfires have devastated areas in Colorado, so have natural disasters. What are you doing to help our communities here?
What I've done for my entire time in the Congress, both in the House and the Senate, is push for a smart, far-reaching strategy when it comes to preventing fires, fighting fires, and recovering from fires. Just over this last year, I pushed the Obama administration to bring online the latest in air assets. We need airplanes that can drop slurry and that can prevent fires from spreading. And I've also led the way in getting recovery dollars for places like Colorado Springs and the Poudre River and other areas where we've had these massive fires. And I've also led the way in ensuring that we then do after-action reviews and therefore come to understand how we prevent fires in the future. We've done a lot when it comes to educating homeowners. We're doing a lot more when it comes to creating healthier forests by thinning the underbrush and dead trees so that fire resumes its rightful place in our ecosystems, which is on the ground and in a low-intensity fashion.
That was KBNF's Laura Pomisano interviewing U.S. Senator Mark Udall. The senator will face Republican challenger Cory Gardner in November's general election. A new program to issue Colorado driver's license to non-U.S. citizens had a rough launch Tuesday. It was the first day people could make appointments to apply for the new licenses. CPR reports that some 60,000 hits at the DMV webpage shut down the site and phone calls went unanswered. The license program was created by a state law passed last year. That bill's sponsor, State Senator Jesse Uliberry, was not surprised by yesterday's response.
There was a high demand to set up appointments, which we know is why the law was necessary.
The state is set to start issuing the new licenses August 1st. Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.